Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Live from the Shaw, I got Fancy Brian right through the glass right there. How you doing, big guy?
I am full of magic and wonder, Crudy.
It feels good to be in the same location, same proximity, you know, on the other side of a wall, but still in the same proximity as you, man.
It does make a difference. It does make a difference.
You know who else is going to be in the Shaw with me today?
What?
Former U.S. Attorney James Santel.
Really?
Yeah, James is coming down to the Shaw.
We didn't scare him off last time?
I brought cannolis, man.
What?
Leave the gun. Grab the cannolis.
This guy is gonna. Well, Jim Santel always brings cannolis, so I will refrain until after Jim Santel has his pick.
Attorney Santel, I believe, is actually in court, so I don't think he's bringing them. But they're here for you, Jim. We got cannolis. And above and beyond that, Dominic joining us in the Shaw as well. It's going to be a
Dom's
Shaw
coming down here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Shaw party at a Friday afternoon. Poor Evan's going to miss it. He's back in the world headquarters in Madison. Evan, nice to see you as well. And you could all be a part because the Friday show means airing of the grievances. And that's where Evan comes in. He'll lightly screen your Friday grievances right here. Give him a call, 844-967-2789. Lines are open. And one more fine guest, although he's not joining me in the party palace here in the Shaw, Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire. Charles, also a part of this big program, like 25 minutes from now. So I better get to the grievances, the TGIF grievances. Here's my first one, at least first one for the day. And I'm going to throw this one out there for many of you good progressives that thinks Crudy went soft this week. What the hell's wrong with that, Crudy? I don't even know why we bother listening to this guy. He's half a Republican these days. That's the sort of, you know, feedback I've gotten this week.
I felt it over here. There's a disturbance in the force.
Yes, many have been disturbed by my rapid departures.
And completely turning around from how you've been for the past, what, 10 some odd plus years, at least on the radio in public. You're completely turning around all of what you believe in immediately in the last week.
Well, I wouldn't say turning it around. I am consistently inconsistent in my thoughts and actions. That's what I'd tell you. That's where the consistency is. What do Democrats do about Clarence Thomas? I think it's a good place to lead from today. Paul Waldman over at the Washington Post has a few opinions to offer. And I kind of threw up my hands and said, what are you going to do about Clarence Thomas? Not a damn thing, Democrats. Very little you can do. Very little you can do. You can't affect the outcome. You can't make him recuse. What, are you going to impeach him? Pshaw. That was my attitude. And I know it's a little galling because, you know, we are powerless over this man. But I'm going to read from the Waldman piece. Are we powerless? Well, maybe I'm not down for impeachment of Thomas, but here's what Waldman says. The controversy over Virginia, Jenny Thomas, Clarence Thomas in the January 6th insurrection is demonstrating one profound difference between Democrats and Republicans, how they view the value of making a stink. People in Washington have long known that Jenny Thomas is unique among spouses of the Supreme Court justices. She's a professional conservative activist who is influential in Republican administrations and works directly on issues before the court with the release of her text messages with Mark Meadows leading up to the January 6, 2021 her far-right extremism has become impossible to ignore. Along with urging Trump's chief of staff to help overturn the election, she trafficked in QAnon-type conspiracy theories. Given his wife's role in encouraging the effort to overturn the election that culminated in the awful events of that day, Clarence Thomas should obviously recuse himself from any case having to do with January 6th. But what do Democrats do about him? The way Democrats are answering that question tells us a lot about their party. This Friday, 17 progressive organizations are releasing a letter calling on the Democrats to launch a congressional investigation of Justice Thomas's, and I quote from their release, misconduct in handling of cases regarding the January 6th insurrection, the 2020 presidential election, and other cases involving his wife's political activities. As the group note in their letter, which is spearheaded by Take Back the Court, Supreme Court justices are bound by the federal statute that says, like other judges, they should recuse themselves from any case in which their impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Yeah, I know that's what the statute says. Thomas has already violated the law, the letter argues, by ruling on multiple cases involving both the 2020 election and the insurrection. I'll save my asides for now. In addition, in the past, Thomas has failed to properly disclose his wife's income from political groups. You know, it later amended his disclosures after the omissions were revealed, and she reportedly works with groups that have business before her husband. That's more problematic to yours truly. Back to the writing of Waldman, though. What might a congressional investigation accomplish? Question mark. The letter argues that it might determine whether Justice Thomas' conduct was consistent with the basic principles of judicial ethics, whether he violated federal oath and his oath to impartially discharge and perform his judicial duties, and what actions must be taken in response. So that's what the letter says, right? I'm quoting from the letter. And we have heard from some on the left a little bit more. But so far, Democrats have largely been restrained in response to Jenny Thomas's revelations. That's what you folks, or many of you, accuse Crudy being too damn restrained. Well, a few more liberal lawmakers, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, have said Clarence Thomas must resign or be impeached. Democratic leaders have not. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer and others have called only for Thomas to recuse himself in future cases involving January 6th, asking whether Thomas should be impeached. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "I don't think he should ever have been appointed," which is essentially a dodge. This is not how you create a scandal if that's what you wanted to do. Perhaps liberal activists, progressive members of Congress, and the Democratic base can create enough pressure that the Democratic leaders will feel compelled to start an investigation. But there's immediate resistance to that idea. Waldman writes, why? In part, this resistance is grounded in a recognition of cold reality. Yeah, Crudy laid a cold dose of reality on you, the audience, this week, and people didn't like it. Thomas will probably stay on the court until the day he dies, or at least thereabouts, doing pretty much as he likes. And there isn't much Democrats can do about it. Remember the idea that justices are bound by the law demanding their recusal in cases in which their impartiality could be questioned? That's not exactly true, because there's no body or agency with the authority over the Supreme Court to force compliance with the rules. You and what army, right? You can't make me do it. Justices decide for themselves whether they should recuse in any given case. Clarence Thomas just won't, because he almost never recuses himself. And the very fact that Democrats are demanding it makes it less likely that he will. But we're getting to the juicy part here, folks. I'll make it worth your while. Stick around. Which Democrats know? They also know it's unlikely an investigation would result in an impeachment, let alone a conviction. Many Democrats probably think that, ethically speaking, Thomas isn't quite guilty of a felony, and so impeachment might not be warranted. I think you heard me make that argument yesterday. You need Republicans to convict him, which would absolutely never happen. Those practical considerations will stay most Democrats' hands. But when Republicans are in this kind of position, they don't care whether a practical goal of such an effort will come to pass for them. Raising a stink is an end in itself. Raise a stink is, I think, the advice of this column. I'll get to it. Republicans raise stinks as part of their never-ending effort to create controversy, chaos, and scandal around Democrats. Should we mount the 5th, 6th, 7th congressional investigation on Benghazi? Of course! Let's just keep yelling. It's not that Democrats never gin up manufactured controversy about Republican misdeeds, but they're just not as eager to do it as Republicans are. Democrats are usually on the lookout for reasons not to. Guilty. Crudy's guilty. Especially when they're in power and want to spend time on governing priorities. Indeed, in something of an ironic twist, Republicans' own contempt for norms, ethics, rules, and the very process of our system has kind of a demoralizing effect on Democrats, making them less likely to go after figures such as Thomas. He doesn't care about his ethical obligations and won't recuse himself no matter how loudly we demand it, some Democrats will say. So what's the point? Right? That's what you've heard me say. What's the point, Dom? What's the point, Dems? Team Blue Progressives? Well, perhaps in the conclusion of this Waldman piece at the Washington Post, we'll have a point. I'm hoping to make a few points on the airwaves today. You can make yours at 844-967-2789. Here's Waldman's point. That's not a question Republicans would ask if they were in the same situations. But Democrats do ask it of themselves, which sends a message to Republicans that the rules don't really apply to them and they can act with impunity. Clarence Thomas has surely taken note. Well, I feel chastised. Waldman, I feel chastised. Hell yeah, I'm here to fight, man. And I apologize if I didn't show enough gumption earlier in this week, man. I should have been mad as hell about this. Of course, we all should be. I just don't want to rant and rave to no end. If I can't give you a direction to point yourselves in, why would I rant, rave, and get you all fired up over nothing? Well, come, sometimes, the fight's a good enough reason. So don't let me, you know, give up on you good people. Fight like hell, that's my new motto. I'm sticking to it. It's Friday, we air the grievances. Yours could be next. 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocate's a fighting Friday edition.
We got to do something.
Absolutely.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it.